I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So grateful that you are listening and joining us for our great conversation that we're going to have today. Well, as you know, every Sunday, we send out our weekly winning resource. And in that weekly winning resource, we have a weekly winning word. And that's just a word that we can take time to think about this week and focus on to help us in our goals and in our dreams, and just gives us something to think about. And this week's weekly winning word is explore. And I just love that word. The word explore just kind of brings a smile to your face, doesn't it? It's just a great word. It just reminds you of being a kid and exploring things and taking vacations and exploring new areas, new cultures. It's just such a really cool word. And I really believe wholeheartedly that exploring and becoming an explorer will help you in achieving your goals and dreams, because it really just opens up our horizon in our mind and just opens up the opportunity to learn new things and to grow and expand our information and knowledge that we have. So just a really, really cool word, I think. And I have got a really, really cool chick with me today in the studio. And I thought, what better person to be here with me to talk about exploring than my sweet friend, sister, Jackie Greer Buchanan.
Oh,
hey, Jackie.
Wow. Hey, Kim.
You're
nice
like
to
our
be
traveling
here.
Queen.
Nice to be here. Yes. And I love it because I'm a retired teacher. And so exploring is what I do. I mean, I like to take kids on a journey. I like to take when taking them on a journey, you know, hey, what better than to take myself on journeys? You know, to live that life.
I didn't even know if you were going to be in town to
do
this show with me
today. I know. Well, I was in Atlanta at a conference over the weekend. So, and that's the life. That's my situation right now.
Your little post on Facebook, here's my current situation, the beach and the city. You're with your granddaughter in Indy.
Yes, traveling Lala, traveling first time grandma, so I love that. And you know, that was like the best, yes. I mean, I missed my friends and family, and you know, of course my husband was able to come back and forth, but that was just great. So that traveling, you know, and nothing like it. So,
that's
yes,
awesome.
I'm glad to be here with you, Kim.
I am glad to have you. I can't believe this is the first time we've had you on the show after all these years.
Well, after all these years, really.
I know it's been four and a half years.
But I tell you something, what's cool. I remember when your daughter went with grandparents to
Europe.
And I think that was an eighth grade trip.
Yes, she got an eighth grade trip to Europe.
Then
my youngest daughter just got back from Africa this summer.
Okay, well, I was really excited for your daughter because my parents allowed me to do that, but it wasn't eighth grade, honey. It was my senior year of high school, and they allowed me to go to Madrid, Spain, and Tangier, Africa, and there's nothing like exploring the places, the customs, the food, the language.
Goodness.
Just being in the midst of that environment, is there's nothing like it, that firsthand, because you take that book learning, and you can apply it. You know, it's just like, oh gosh, I'm touching the rocks, and you know, and it's just it's amazing. And that was my first time getting hooked on exploring and traveling. That was my very first trip, and you know, from that point on,
it expands your horizon,
it does.
Doesn't it? Yeah,
it
my
does.
Daughter. So my oldest daughter, she chose to go with her grandma to Europe, and they were there for 2 weeks and traveling Europe. And then my youngest daughter chose an African safari.
Oh.
So cool. So
cool.
God, I mean, you're talking hot air balloon ride, you know, over the desert in Africa. I mean, just amazing.
Yeah.
And then my oldest daughter's going to go to her senior trip. She's
going to go to Greece. Oh. Can you believe it?
Well, and you know, and when you start
to... well-traveled children. Exactly. I've been nowhere yet, but you're going to hook me up.
We're hooking you up because we're going to do... We're doing a cruise.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're doing... I can't wait.
We're going to do
I've decided cruise. And it's coming. It's coming. I mean, we're working on that right now. So I cannot wait.
So there's a little plug for you guys.
Yeah,
If you're listening,
yes.
Be on the lookout at our conference, hopefully by the conference in January 19th. Jackie will be there and she'll have her resource table and she's going to be
definitely
giving all the information about this cruise that we're going to be able to provide to you. So
we're
exciting.
Very excited about that. Yeah.
It's awesome. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss that. But I think of other, I'm retired. I retired in 2012.
From the Peoria Public School District.
I loved teaching. I loved it. Anybody.
You still kind of do a little
teaching.
Oh,
yeah, I still do it. Yeah.
From a retired point, obviously not in the traditional setting where you're...
You think?
Where you're in the classroom with the kids, but you're always teaching, Jackie. Yeah. I think that's a part, that's something I love about you.
And I have so many friends who are local business owners. So I have to come in town and go and check them out too. So, you know, they're like, where have you been? So... And that's wherever you, the thing about it, wherever you go, you know, you're exploring places and people, and I love it. I love it. So
Where's your favorite place you've been so far?
Oh gosh, my favorite. Okay. Now this is a bear sight adventure, but it was in St. John's, the Virgin Islands.
Oh, nice.
And we did a bear sight tent.
What do you mean?
Okay, we have a tent, open tent. We slept outside right by the ocean, and you could the deer were literally coming up to the tent. A good friend of mine.
That's your favorite
No. That's what her daughter, my goddaughter, was like. Oh, are you serious? And Sarah Livingston, she was just like, are you kidding? But her mom and I, we were just thrilled to death, you know, because it's something. It was an adventure outside of what I would normally do.
Outside
the
of your
hiking,
comfort
hiking,
zone.
Hiking
so
sugar plantations.
New.
It was something new. So it,
you were exploring.
hello, but I did because that was so different. That was something that was unlike me. There's no way that you would catch me outside doing anything, especially in a tent.
No.
So,
I don't know.
But it was
why.
The best trip and then shopping
nice
in St. Thomas. Well, they did have now Oprah Winfrey's girls. I mean, they were there a week before we got there. So, I mean, it's her favorite place to go. Cinnamon Bay, you know, shout out for Cinnamon Bay.
Cinnamon Bay. I'm going to have to check
it out. You know, St. John's but it was just wonderful. Wonderful. That because that was new. That was something that I would never ever think to explore outside the tent. You know, I mean, I did the Girl Scout thing with my girls, you know,
sure.
And Camp Tappawingo and you know, we did all of that.
But outside on a tent in another country.
And then another one was a educational tour with teachers and principals in Indianapolis. We went to explore an entire school system.
Oh.
And we got a chance to in Costa Rica. But there, not only did we explore the school system, but kayaking, you know, and zip lining in the rainforest.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Nothing like it. And I was definitely not going to. I was so afraid of the zip lining because it was just not one plank. I mean, you did like 9 planks where you have to go and you stop and, you know, the drops are so, I mean, you're really elevated up there. And I said, but I am not going to let this 80-year-old. So I'm just a hiking, you know, so and I did it. But once again, to explore something like that, there's nothing like it.
Well,
and
it's outside of my comfort zone.
And
so, guys, if you're listening, you got to be motivated right now. Just listening to you, Jackie, has got me motivated.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show, and that's Jackie Greer-Buchanan over there talking.
It's me.
Talking about all these adventures that she's taking and exploring. And our weekly winning word this week is explore, and it's such a great fun word, as I said before, and it's just a something for you to focus on this week to think about. What are you exploring? When is the last time you went on an exploration? You know, what are you doing in your everyday life to explore something new, to broaden your horizon? I think it just really impacts us and moves us into a more positive direction towards our goals and our dreams, whatever they are. And I just think it's really, really cool. And really cool, Jackie.
Oh, thank you.
That you're here sharing with us.
I am happy to be here.
We would love you guys to join our community and be a part of all this fun, exciting stuff. You can do that at ivedecided.org if you have not yet. And if you are part of our community, we really, really appreciate that. And I value your support. And our purpose really is to help you achieve your goals and dreams and really be successful. And so Jackie's talking to us today about how we can be successful in our exploring and our travels. So, all right. So obviously you've turned this love, this passion that you have into a business.
Yes, I have.
And so help us understand that a little bit better.
Yes, I have. I am, well, there are two businesses. One, and I am so excited to work with two gentlemen. They're highly decorated gentlemen, Donald Bradley and James Ferrara, who he is the originator of the travel home base where you're able to go. Anybody who's booking tickets, you've ever booked a ticket, you're doing this business. The only difference with me, I'm getting a commission. I have learned how to earn and travel and take advantage of the commission that is attached to that travel, whether it be a flight or a hotel rental. I mean, I am enjoying just going and traveling like a professional. I did not know that these things were available for a person like me, an everyday person. But all I know is that I love to travel. And so it makes sense to get my own commission on my own travel. So,
and then you kind of get some credits back.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it helps pay for all of the fam trips and the things. And how you talk about a travel queen. You are, because they want you to go out and to look at their property so you can come back and go, hey, Kim, guess what I did? And to sell those properties, you know. So not only do I get commission from my own travel, I also sell the agencies. I market the agencies. So I can have agencies all over the world, and that's where it gets to be really fun, because the pledge for this company, I like residual income. I love residual income, but I also like
getting paid to do something you love to do.
Something that I love to do. Yes. That is so right. She's right. She's right on the money. That's why travel is my business. You know?
Right, because you're getting paid to do something you love to do and that you're going to do anyway, and it just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so the partnership between Planet Marketing and IntelliTravel is unheard of. That partnership is an exclusive partnership, and I've never seen one like that before. And you know, and I, you know me, I have always been a health and wellness
it's very important
to me. So for me to look at this and just kind of train, even though, and don't get me wrong, health and wellness is still very important to me. But when I can what I'm learning and the certifications and what I have acquired through this, because I'm a Marriott specialist or a Club Med specialist, and I can get all that training. I mean, that's home based. That's at home training that I can get, or Disney. Just think, I'm a certified Disney specialist. So, you know, I think you need to talk to me.
As I sit here, Jackie, and I think to myself, well, why wouldn't your friends contact you and plan their Disney trip through you versus someone else? Mm-hmm. It only makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're just being that person
I'm a servant here, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm going to go to Disney, why would I not call Jackie and say, Jackie, hook me up. I want to go take my family on a Disney vacation. Can you hook me up and you take care of it all? And I've got my Disney trip, which I would have booked online anyway.
Anyway, you're going to do it anyway, right?
Why not allow you to see those benefits come back to you? Someone that I know, that I talk to, that I can visually see, you're going to get that benefit versus somebody on who knows where.
Yeah.
Because somebody's booking it. Somebody's,
and you might just get a little
commission.
Extra personalized touch just dealing with me.
Right. And just knowing that you're getting that benefit too, right?
But what really gets me, what drives me is to see the leadership spread, whereas people, not only am I booking, or but setting people up so they can book their own travel. You can book your own travel. You get your own commission. I mean, I like that networking part of it. That makes sense to me. So, you know.
So someone could, I could sign up with you and then I book my own travel.
You book your own travel.
And
yes.
then I just
yes.
get a piece, portion
yeah.
of that.
You're getting, yeah.
Now, is it, okay, so that all sounds fine and dandy, but is it more, I mean, is it more expensive sometimes if you do that? But if it comes out in the wash with the credits back or? Or is it going to be the same as what really it would pay for anything?
No, it's, you know, once you make your investment and you're continuing to grow, and I will show you how to get that investment back. Not tomorrow, I mean, just right away. You want to get your investment back, and then you're ahead of the game. So that's the part that I love to do. I mean, I don't get excited about, because, yeah, I can book, and I don't mind booking a trip. I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, I'm not going to turn it down. But I would much rather have you do that for yourself. And then you are continuing to duplicate that. And it's amazing what you can get when you get into that residual income and then you get into outlets of travel agencies all over the world. UK, and we just opened up in Mexico.
Oh,
so I'm excited about that.
Where are you going next?
You know, hey, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. It really is. So, I'm excited about that, Kim.
Yeah.
And I think you, I love talking to you about things because you're going to, first of all, you're going to listen and then you'll just, you know, share your truth about it. And so, and you were one that I shared with.
Yeah. Kim. I think it's just wonderful.
Kim.
I just love
listen
it.
To
you
me.
Know, I love,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we do. We encourage and we want people to be successful in their goals and their dreams, whatever
you
they
really
are.
You really want that too.
We do. We absolutely mm-hmm. want that. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of people and maybe some of the listeners today that maybe you've decided you want to travel.
Yeah.
You know, that is a big decision. Whenever someone comes to our conference, they join our community and start attending our conferences, you fill out a decision card.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided to. So we get a decision card from you so we understand what it is that you want to do so that we can actually help you achieve that. And we have quite a few, Jackie, that, you know, travel is something that they definitely want to either A, plan for or participate in, which is obviously why we're
yes.
going to do this trip.
Yes, yes.
We want to open it up and give everybody the opportunity.
I've decided to cruise.
To take a cruise. I decided to take a cruise.
Yes.
And we're going to do it in February
yeah,
sometime
yeah,
where it's
yeah.
cold here.
Yeah.
It's time to get away, and it's going to be a nice amount of time, so it makes it conducive and easy for everyone to be able to participate mm-hmm. And because we're going to have so many participating, we're going to get a group rate and should
yeah,
be a good deal.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be really good. But another thing that I've got coming up too, not in February for the I've Decided, but in March, I've got a conference that's going to be on a cruise ship. So we get a, five nights, six days. And that's March 2nd through the 7th. Where I get a chance to go there and just experience on a cruise, a conference, a trade show.
That is
it's
awesome.
Going to be
now, is this a
awesome.
Conference for travel or is it for what kind of conference?
It's a conference for people in the travel industry.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes,
so it's like
yes.
a travel industry
It's like
conference.
A, yeah, travel industry
How
conference.
Cool is that?
I
now
know.
Now you got me
I know.
Really
We're,
thinking.
No.
I think we need to have an I've Decided
no.
conference on a cruise
yeah.
ship.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Steph. Oh, gosh.
I know. Wouldn't
uh-oh,
that be awesome?
Uh-oh. She's an innovator. She's thinking.
Jackie, you said the sky is the limit.
The sky's the limit. I mean, it really is. So
that's
and
awesome.
But that's I mean I love talking about this because this is something that is a passion for me. You know, not only do we have travel, we also have golden tickets. So if you want to do any kind of NBA hockey, any kind of pro game or theater concerts, we've got the tickets.
We've got that as well.
And the cool thing about it, when you book. You just go straight to my portal. I have a portal and you can go rent a car, you know, do your flights, book a flight, hotel, right there from the portal. So it's you know,
so
I thought about you because having people come in, I mean, instead of having them go to Expedia, Priceline, they can go to Kim's portal and book their trips.
Oh, yes.
And
let's
anybody.
Set that, let's set that up. And, hey, everybody listening, go to Kim's Portal.
Go to Kim's Portal.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and the thing about it, which what is really good is that, you know, you're anybody, I don't care if they are doing health and wellness, they're going to have to go to their conventions. I have people who call, either whether it be whatever group, whatever organization.
Oh, there's conferences and conventions
like,
going
hey,
all over.
We got a convention,
everywhere.
Jackie. I don't want to think about the tickets. Will you set us up? Bang. So, and I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And they're like, wait a minute. Let me do this. I can set, you know, people up myself. I can do that. So then you have your outlets all over. And that's my passion right there, too. Just go as far and as wide as possible, setting my outlets up all over the world. And that's rhythmdestinations.org.
rhythmdestinations.org. That's your portal.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you're considering booking a trip, just head on over to
rhythmdestinations.org
and book it through Jackie, because I mean, you're going to take care of
them. You don't need my permission either.
You don't. Anyone can go there and book.
Anybody can go there.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Enjoy.
I'm gonna check that out. rhythmdestinations.org.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That's a great name. How'd you come up with that?
Well, Maya Angelou. I love her. Love her. And she. I have a little plaque that says, "Everything in the universe has rhythm. Everything dances." And I said, "And everyone would love to travel." That's my take on it.
That's right.
Everyone
would love to travel. You said before we started recording this show that the travel industry is like
a trillion dollar industry projected. In the next 10 years, projected to be a $15 trillion industry.
A $15 trillion. Don't you think people are, the young people, they're starting to travel more and more.
The millennials, $200 billion they spend on travel. $200 billion, millennials. And I know I've got a millennial, and she's gone to Punta Cana.
Right.
And whose funds are she? No.
We've already been talking about
No, we're not even going to talk about that. But anyway.
The world, I
but,
tell you.
Yeah.
I
so
your kid, like,
our
more
kids,
well traveled than I am.
They're not going to wait to retire to travel.
No, they're not.
They're not going
That's
to wait.
A new
they're not
statistic
they're,
on a
millennial. They're not they're traveling not they're
now.
Not
they're
waiting,
spending their
okay?
money on the now.
So they're getting it done right now. Mm-hmm. They're exploring. They want the experiences, and they're going to do it right now. So that's what's going on, and they're learning. You know, it's a journey. And what I love about the fact is that I don't have to go out and get an additional job. This is home base. This is wherever I go. You better believe that anywhere I travel, which is a plus, I am constantly sharing my travel business with others all the time. And there are people who are waiting. They're like, "Oh, you got to be kidding." I was in Bloomington on the way home, and I stopped, and a lady says, shared it with a woman there. And she says, "You know what? I think my brother's doing this. Maybe I need to talk to my brother." I say, "Yeah, you do. You really need to talk to your brother." So, yes.
You can talk to anybody, though, Jackie.
Hey. I hear my daughter. My daughter says that she lives in Indianapolis, and she says, "Mom, I've been here for I don't know how many years, and now I go in these stores. They're like, 'Where's your mom?'" You know, I say, "I don't know." But I tell you what, my mother, I'm originally from Chicago. I think people think I'm a Peorian, but I'm from Chicago.
You were born in Chicago?
Yeah, no, I was not born in Chicago. I was born in Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
So, mom,
Southern girl,
mom,
like,
yeah, no, yeah,
Southern girl,
yeah,
like
mom,
me.
No, mom took a train to there because my aunt was a midwife and she wanted her to, you know, deliver me. So I'm the only sibling who was born, you know, my mother two siblings were born in Chicago. I was born in Arkansas.
Oh, so you
so
were living
I was
in
born
Arkansas.
To travel. I was born
you
to travel.
Born.
That's what I tell
that
people.
Is great.
But mom also owned that entrepreneurial. I think that kind of got inside of me when mom owned a store in Chicago. And I used to check my mother out when we would go to, notice I say we would go to Merchandise Mart, you know, the Mart.
I know, right where
that's huge. And she had such great relationships. I mean, they would go, "Hey, here comes Greer, you know, here she comes." And I'd watch that. And I said, you know, when you have great relationships with people, they will roll out the carpet for you. And so that's how I feel with this whole travel industry. I said, I've traveled all these years and now here I am, you know, so I want to make sure that everybody knows, everybody gets a chance to jump in this or just experience this because there's nothing else like it. You know, people are traveling all over the world, and if they're not traveling, they want to. you know, either they're traveling or they want to do it.
That's so true. I do believe that. There are some people that don't, that aren't travelers, but for the most part, I think that's like the American dream.
I think so,
right?
too.
To be able to retire.
Get your time
travel,
freedom. Get that time freedom, and then it works. And that's what we help people with that. So we're helping. I like to look at it as not a travel agent, but an agent of change. And I'm changing the lives of families, one family at a time. I truly believe that. I've never seen owners and CEOs and the passion that they have in helping people. So I'm in, and I'm proud to be affiliated.
In this whole travel.
I am.
You're just
in the whole
smiling.
Travel.
If you guys could just see her right now.
You've known me for years, and you know. I mean, I cannot talk about something that I'm not passionate about, and I will not talk. So when you said you gave me the opportunity, I'm like, okay, no, this is great. I'll be there, Kim.
We're talking about exploring. That's our weekly winning word, explore. And, obviously, you're the first person that popped in my mind because I know that you're so passionate about helping people with travel and your business that you do and encouraging. And I thought, well, there's no perfect, better person to talk to have this conversation with than you, Jackie. It's so awesome. And plus, I wanted to give everybody the little teaser about our trip.
Yes,
that we're going to be planning.
Yes, stay tuned.
I've Decided Cruise.
Stay tuned for the I've Decided Cruise. It's coming up, and we will keep you posted on that. So we are excited about that, and come cruise with us.
Yes, and in fact, come along
fill
with
the ship.
Us.
Fill the ship.
Yeah, let's fill the ship. So we'd love to have you join our community. If you have not already joined our community, now's the opportunity to do that. When you join our community, you're going to get a free copy of my book, Decide.
I love that.
Audible.
I love that book.
And you're also going to get your 2019 success planner and journal that correlates with your weekly winning resources and all kinds of exclusive discounts. Really, the discounts in itself covers your membership. It really is amazing. You get to come to all three of our motivational and leadership conferences and just get on board with our tribe so that you can start your journey to success. And whatever your goals, whatever your dreams are, our mission really is your success. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to do is help you and provide you awesome resources and tools and just like what we're talking about today, Jackie, with the travel.
Yes.
I mean, this is just another resource and another tool. And, you know, funny, as I was sitting here thinking about explore, you know, maybe somebody's listening that needs something different.
Yes.
You need some excitement. Maybe Jackie's motivated you just by hearing her story and listening to all this energy she has. And you want to look into something different, do something different, explore other opportunities.
Yes.
I think this is a great opportunity to explore.
I think so, too.
Looking into how you can earn money by your own travel.
Mm-hmm.
If you travel a lot, you should be earning some money from that,
yes,
right?
Definitely, definitely.
And if you need to earn some extra money,
what a fun way to do it, yes.
Is it really hard to get in this business, Jackie? I mean, how hard is it?
No, it's not. For the initial fee, and I don't mind telling you that, initial fee for both, like I have two businesses, you're talking about $200, and you're rocking and rolling. So once again, you know, it is worth the investment. I mean, I have never looked back. I think sometimes, you know, when you pay, you know, I think sometimes people want to pay more, or it feels like it's a big business when you pay lots and lots of money, but it's amazing what that $200 investment has taken me and my family.
Well, it's obviously getting you some travel points.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time I turn around, you're out of town.
Yes.
You're somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
You're like, this is my current situation. I love it.
I love it.
And I love that you are living out your purpose, Jackie, that you're living the dream, that you have invested your career into educating children.
Oh, yes.
And
who still
back.
Call me? They still love me.
Oh, I bet. What a joy, right? To have all these kids that are probably adults now running up.
Yes.
Mrs. Grimby, can I?
Yes.
Mrs. Grimby?
Yes.
Yeah.
one called just last night, just called. And I said, you always call me, right? Every time I get back in town, you're the first one to check on me. I said, I love you. You know,
that
so
that is awesome. Yeah, now, just, is your husband retired too?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
yes,
great.
He
so you're
is.
Both retired. That's awesome. Because he'd probably be a little jealous if you're traveling around everywhere and he can't go with you.
Oh, no. I mean, and we've always, he's always been one to, when we had health and wellness businesses, he was right there. He was the presenter. So this is kind of cool how things have reversed a little bit. And now I'm presenting and I like that. So no, he's always supported.
That is awesome.
And that's just what we do.
Awesome. This has been a really great show. I'm motivated. I'm excited about our I've Decided cruise. I'm excited to see what all this entails, Jackie, to learn more about this. And I hope that you guys, you've been listening, you've been motivated, inspired, if not travel, inspired to do something.
Something.
Explore.
Yes.
Explore
yes.
something.
Something.
Get on the journey for your purpose, your goals, your dreams. What are they? We can help you accomplish them. Check out our website, ivedecided.org. You can find Jackie on the website, listed on the website, under
Definitely.
Travel. You can get in touch with her or Jackie. Is there any other way they can get in touch with you?
They can rhythmdestinations.org is my website. And my number, if you're listening, is area code 309-369-7981. You are welcome to call that number anytime.
Awesome. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
If you're driving and you can't write that down, just
it's on the
go
site.
On over to ivedecided.org. And you can find her under travel. Just
Best organization in Peoria, guys.
Oh,
I've decided
Jackie,
it really is.
Thank
and, you know,
so much.
She's helping,
shameless
helping you.
Plug there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Awesome. All right, Jackie, thanks for being my guest
you are
today.
Welcome.
I have had such a fun time. It's been a joy.
Yes.
And thank you all for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your support. And are grateful for all that you are doing. And we look forward to being back with you next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Have a rest of a good day.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?